Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. I want to talk to you today about a really, really strange topic that came up. Was Jesus taken to heaven in flesh and bone? Was Jesus taken to heaven in flesh and bone? The other day, I got a strange email from a man that has a website, kind of a discernment website. And all he asked me was, is Jesus a man today? We get a lot of strange emails, and this might have been one of the strangest ones. Is Jesus a man today? And then he went on to ask me if Jesus is flesh and bones today. And we went back and forth, and I asked him some questions to understand what he was trying to get at. Ultimately, ended up telling him, no, Jesus today is not in flesh and bones. And he quoted me a scripture. He said he was testing me, called me unbiblical, was close to calling me a heretic, said I was denying God's word. And he was basing this all, let's go there, on Luke 24, verse 39. I'm going to read it to you. This is what he was basing this on. It says, behold, my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So Jesus is explaining to the men that he was showing himself to who he was, and they were fearful about it. We'll talk about that in a minute. I tried to explain to this man biblically, give him an answer for that, but he was too blinded by his own bad eisegesis. He wouldn't listen. So have you ever run into this idea? I've heard of it vaguely in the past, but never come up like this. So we're going to use God's word. We're going to rightly divide this topic. Was Jesus taken to heaven in flesh and bones? Let's begin at the beginning to lay some foundation work. Jesus Christ was fully human when he was on earth, God in the flesh. John 1 says he was the Word made flesh. So he was a normal, physical human in every way as you and I, but clearly he was also God. Then, after his death and then his resurrection, a bodily resurrection, he was changed physically. We'll get to why we know exactly that truth. He was changed physically. Some people, I've heard this, and I suppose I've used it a couple times in the past. Some people would say he got a glorified body, but that term is not really used in scripture, so we probably got to be careful. I understand what they're saying there. His body was changed for heaven is what that means, but the Bible doesn't really use that term. But what is clear is God raised up Christ's body, bodily resurrection, but he was no longer the same physically. He was not the same physical Savior that they knew when he dwelled among them. And there's some verses that give us some evidence of how he was different. Let's talk about some examples of how they knew, or we can know, they thought he was different. In one case, actually in several cases, but we'll talk about one, they didn't recognize Jesus. John 20, 15, 16. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned to herself and said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master. So she didn't recognize him. I guess there's a bunch of reasons why she didn't. Some people say because he had a transformed body, it was not the same. There's other accounts where men walking on the road didn't recognize him. So there could be some hints to he had a different appearance after the resurrection. So that's one hint. The next one would be he seemed to have the ability to either walk through walls or just materialize out of thin air. Not something flesh and bones can do, right? John 20, verse 19. And then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. So again, it's not exactly definitive how he appeared in the room, but it says the doors were locked and he just appeared to them. Gives you the idea that he just appeared out of nowhere. How about he could disappear? Luke 24:31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Kind of seems like he just vanished right out of their sight. So that gives us some hints as to his body being changed. Although it's interesting, he could still eat. Luke 24:41. And while they yet believed, not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it, and he did eat before them. So he had a different body, but he could still eat. So Scripture gives us some description to understand this whole process. You can see that from all of this, Jesus was still in a human form. So they would recognize him, obviously, as a human. But clearly he had some type of different resurrected body than you and I have today in flesh and bones. So how do I explain the flesh and bones verse? Well, when he told them that in Luke 24:39, that he was flesh and bones, the context was he's not a spirit. This doesn't mean that he's the same as you and I today in flesh and bones. The focus of that, go back and read it, Luke 24. The focus of that sentence is he was telling them he's not like a spirit. And spirits, let's say an unclean spirit, they don't have any body. They don't have none, right? No physical body whatsoever. Let's read the verses right before that. Luke 24:36-37. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace unto you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. All right. So now again, spirits have no physical body of any type, no human body of any type. Jesus was clearly in the form of a human body and a resurrected body, but he's not today flesh and bones as we are. I think it's interesting the fact that they were scared that it was a spirit means there was something supernatural going on, right? They weren't scared of Jesus when he was alive before the resurrection. Now all of a sudden they're scared. Something changed in his appearance after bodily resurrection. Again, spirits have no form. So Jesus' main point was telling them, look at me. I'm like you. I've got flesh and bones. He was trying to relate to them. I'm not a spirit. It doesn't mean he had literal flesh and bones, because we know that he did some pretty amazing things. He appeared, he vanished. So when we're trying to get to the truth of this, we always use Scripture to understand Scripture. We don't use our own guessing, our own logic, twisting Scripture, avoiding Scripture, pulling other ones out of context. Here's how we know Jesus could not have ascended into heaven with literal flesh and bones, as this false teacher man was saying. Apostle Paul says this, 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. It's a pretty good evidence right there. Jesus' resurrected body was in the human form, but it was different. We don't know the details. We don't know exactly how it was different, but we see the evidence that we know enough to know it was different. We also know, this seems clear, something changes when you die and your body's physically resurrected into a human form before you enter eternity. Without knowing all the details that God's word doesn't give us, how do we know this? Well, I'm not just guessing at this. Apostle Paul tells us. Keep reading 1 Corinthians 15. Here's what I'm going to say. Jesus' body was changed. Okay? That was my answer to this man. He didn't accept that. But Apostle Paul tells us that's exactly true. 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and for this mortal must put on immortality. Let's stop right there. So see, Paul is saying our body's got to change. We have to change and be made ready for eternity. That's what happened to Jesus. He didn't have literal flesh and bones like you and I. He had the form of a human, not a spirit, and he was changed. Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall be put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus defeated death for us. He transformed, the Father transformed his body, raised it at resurrection, gave him an immortal body. Like I said, some people say a glorified body. Gave him an immortal, I think is better. Paul says it right there. And so that gives us all we need to know. It can't be dogmatic on exactly what a person's body is going to be like after resurrection. We don't know exactly Jesus' limitations of his body after resurrection. But the word tells us what we need to know, and that's all we need to know. I am constantly seeing people that want to know more than what God's word tells us. And they end up in bad theology, all kinds of rabbit trails, mysticism, hyper-spirituality that leaves God's word. No, that's a danger. We have to trust and focus on what God's word tells us, not be reaching for more than the Father wants us to know. And if Scripture doesn't teach it, we simply don't need to know it. End of story. Period. That's it. And this man is one of those people that tries to take what God's word says. Instead of using the Bible to interpret the Bible, he's twisting it and saying, I like that. Jesus had flesh and bone. Boop, he's running with it. Well, that's not what the rest of God's word says, because the kingdom of God, you can't be inherited in the flesh. The kingdom of God can't be inherited in the flesh. Paul tells us so clearly. So this man, sadly, he runs a discernment ministry website, if you can believe that. He believes that Jesus is a flesh and bone body today. What a strange doctrine that is not supported in God's word. Nowhere in Scripture does it back up this idea that Jesus ascended up in a real flesh and bone body. The only Scripture he has is that one I gave to you, and I believe what I gave to you is a good explanation of why Jesus said that. He's not a spirit. He was resurrected from a human body. He has a form, probably looked like flesh and blood. He could eat with them, but it was a immortal body ready for eternity. So sadly, this man believes this to his own demise. By the way, this is another evidence of how sad these people are. This man, when I asked him, before I answered his question, I always ask about the gospel. He didn't even have the biblical gospel. He had one or two pieces of it and jumped over everything else to get at, did Jesus have physical flesh and bones at the ascension? It just goes to show you how people are working on other things, focus on all these different rabbit trails, as I said, and not even getting the path to eternal life right. Doctrine matters. Truth matters. Life depends on it, does it not? It does. So I want to encourage you, don't get sidetracked on these side issues that we can't even have the full answers on. I think we gave a good answer. I gave a good answer here on that verse about flesh and bones. But if you're going to try to figure out what kind of body exactly Jesus had when he ascended up, I would ask you why. What difference does it make? Focus on the gospel. Focus on doctrine. Focus on what God gave us. Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything he commanded, Matthew 28:20. He didn't teach us the exact characteristics of his resurrected body. I don't think we need to know that. All right. Work on your foundation and build from there. Always be a Berean, Acts 17. Search for the truth. Rightly divide the word of God. Don't ignore the word of God. Don't stretch and twist the word of God. Don't be deceived like this sad man into much error and false way. Seek the truth. Don't ever settle for less. And I want to give you this verse. I love this verse. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth, sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Isn't that beautiful? Seek the truth, sell it not. Also seek for wisdom, instruction, and understanding. So that's what I got for you today. I hope that encourages you on that strange doctrine. Isn't it encouraging to look forward to a resurrected body with the hope of salvation via the gospel? Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of God, following him obediently as fruit you're of him. Isn't it amazing to think about? These old bodies are dying. Every day they're decaying. Doesn't matter if you're 20 or 87. Every day you're on your way to death. And unless the Lord returns in your lifetime, you're going to die. Your body's going to die. What a glorious thing to consider that there's a resurrection coming for those that have placed their faith in Christ. Eternal life coming for those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Again, go to don'tperish.com. Look up our daily edification. Thousands of articles, audios, videos to help you in all of our links. Why? Because we love God. We love our brothers and sisters. We love our neighbors. And we're looking forward to that resurrection one day. Hey, till next time. Thanks for listening. We love you all. May God be praised.